Medical practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant says long COVID can affect anyone who has been infected with COVID-19. Dr. Grant says a study has revealed that a long list of symptoms are now known to be associated with this condition, some of which are mild while others are severe.
These symptoms can run the gamut. I think there was a study that came out sometime in October last year, which identified over 200 long COVID symptoms, from anything from brain fog, loss of memory, inability to concentrate, to things like heart inflammation, inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, inflammation around the heart muscle, pericarditis, lung scarring, you know, either of these conditions, heart and or lung can cause shortness of breath, loss of smell, loss of taste, and a whole host of other symptoms. Now, some of these symptoms can be mild, others can be debilitating, with individuals may not be able to return to work as a result of suffering with long COVID. And they've been trying a number of different combinations, and most without success. But recently, interestingly, an observational study which has pointed in the direction of the use of some antihistamines when used in long COVID patients, a few of these patients have actually seen their symptoms disappear in as little as 24 to 48 hours. So while not pushing this as a form of treatment, antihistamines for the most part are relatively safe. And if such a simple treatment is going to possibly make your symptoms lessen and even disappear, it's worth a try. But I would suggest, before taking such, just find out from your doctor if it's okay, if it's okay based on your medical history, what medicines you may be on, etc.
That was the medical practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. In the region, Belize has warned persons and companies which are providing unauthorized COVID-19 tests to members of the public that they face a fine of $5,000. The Ministry of Health reported that it had been informed that unauthorized persons or entities have been providing COVID-19 test services to the public. It said under existing laws, every person who desires to offer testing for COVID-19 in Belize should apply in writing to the Ministry responsible for health for approval to offer testing. And in the international arena, Indonesia has reported a record number of new COVID-19 cases today, driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The country confirmed 57,049 new infections, more than the previous record of 56,700 set last July, when the Delta variant overwhelmed hospitals on the main island of Java. The National COVID-19 Task Force also reported 134 deaths today. More than 100 people have died each day in Indonesia since Friday, mostly in the capital, Jakarta. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.